I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. November is one of the busiest months of the year for collegiate sports, with men's and women's basketball tipping off, FBS football conference races coming to a climax, and championship postseason settling in for five other sports. NCAA titles are on the line as postseason tournaments are either underway or coming soon in cross country, field hockey, soccer, men's water polo, and women's volleyball. For football, Division II and Division III playoff brackets are out this weekend. The Division I FCS playoff bracket will follow next Sunday, November 19th. If your sport is basketball, you're no doubt excited about the start of the new season for your favorite team. A quick look at the Division I preseason polls shows Mike Krzyzewski's Duke Blue Devils are the very early favorite for the men. And for the women, South Carolina may have claimed the title last year, but Gino Auriemma's Connecticut Huskies start the new season back atop the preseason poll. It's their seventh top spot start in the past 10 years. Coming up, the association may be headed south. In a good way, on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
The NCAA Division II President's Council recently voted to endorse a proposal that would open the door to universities in Mexico joining D2 membership. During a pilot program covering the past 10 years, D2 is the only division to allow a member from outside the U.S. The first school to complete the multi-year membership process was Canada's Simon Fraser University in British Columbia. By the way, we send our congratulations to two Simon Fraser clan teams for reaching this month's NCAA postseason championships in women's cross country and men's soccer. A Division II full membership vote on the proposal to allow Mexico school applications will come at the 2018 NCAA convention in January. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.